I'm Bill Buckner, and I host midday and evening news programs for WSHU Public Radio. Staying well-informed is essential to a well-functioning democracy. Understanding facts and filtering out noise takes work, and our mission at WSHU is to help you do that through coverage from our newsroom, NPR News, and the BBC. Your financial support helps us do that. We're expanding our world together. Thank you for your support.
Long Island Congressman Nick LaLota announced a $1.5 million improvement project for Port Jefferson Harbor. The federal funds will support dredging the marina and building a wave wall. LaLota says the projects will protect the harbor and the town of Brookhaven from storm surges and erosion.
We're all trying to make Suffolk County and the town of Brookhaven a better place to live and a better place where we can afford and a better place where we could be safe.
The Bridgeport Ferry operates out of Port Jefferson Marina, carrying up to 120 cars and 1,000 passengers per trip across Long Island Sound. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Officials say FEMA flood mapping of Connecticut is totally out of date. Connecticut gears up for early voting. Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally at Nassau Coliseum tomorrow. And after 40 years, remains of an indigenous ancestor have been returned to the Mashantucket Pequot tribe. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. The Connecticut Conference of Municipalities has released more than 30 policy recommendations to deal with flooding throughout the state. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
The conference represents all but one of Connecticut's towns and cities. They've spent the last 2 years and over $100,000 studying how the state is and should be responding to flooding. Around half of the state's municipalities participated in a survey. Eric Moss led the project.
Regardless of community size, inland coastal, most communities are dealing with the kind of flooding on a routine basis that we saw last month, that drainage, intense rainfall flooding. We also heard that flood damage to transportation infrastructure, so flooding of roadways, washouts, and also residential areas was cited as the most urgent flooding impact statewide.
Moss says the biggest policy recommendation is to update the FEMA flood mapping. He says it's outdated and severely underestimates the risk of flooding in most cases. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
UConn Stores, Connecticut's largest college campus, will have its own early voting center this year. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports it's part of the state's effort to get more student participation in elections.
In recognition of National Voter Registration Day, Secretary of the State Stephanie Thomas visited Stores to promote the state's efforts to get young people involved. She says 40 students from colleges and universities across the state have been recruited and trained to be poll workers this year to stem the loss of older poll workers.
Of that class, 17 are from UConn, so there must be something in the water here. And all the participating students will partner with the registrar mentor as they go through the highest level of poll worker training.
The early voting center has been opened at the UConn bookstore by the town of Mansfield. Any registered Mansfield voter, including UConn students, can cast their ballot there during the state's 14 days of early voting, from Monday, October 21st to Sunday, November 3rd. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
As you've been hearing, Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally tomorrow at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale. That means strict security measures for people who live and work in the area. WSHU's Desiree Diorio has more.
Officials would not give specific details about road closures, citing security reasons, but their message was simple: expect delays. Bruce Blakeman is Nassau County executive.
If you are a local resident, we will do everything within our power to make sure that your ingress and egress to your homes or your businesses, if you're a business operating there, is smooth and as efficient and quick as possible.
He says protesters will be confined to a section of Hempstead Turnpike outside the venue. The Wednesday rally is the Republican presidential nominee's first major campaign event since a second assassination attempt on Sunday. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
Indigenous remains discovered years ago on campus at Connecticut College have been returned to the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation. That story is coming up.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
Yale New Haven Health has added allegations to its lawsuit against Prospect Medical Holdings. A deal for Prospect to sell three Connecticut hospitals to Yale New Haven has been in jeopardy for more than a year. They say Waterbury, Rockville General, and Manchester Memorial Hospitals have decreased in value due to Prospect's mismanagement and an ongoing federal investigation. Crime rates outside of New York City are down statewide compared to this time last year. Violent crimes are down 5% and murders have dropped 10%. Suffolk and Nassau County both reported reduction in crime to the State Department of Criminal Justice Services after high pandemic era rates. A federal grand jury indicted seven people for their role in a national jewelry theft scheme. Officials say it included the Connecticut Post Mall in Milford and caused more than $1.2 million in losses. The grand jury's indictment was returned 2 months ago, and part of it was unsealed last week, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The seven people were charged with conspiracy and interstate transportation of stolen goods. After more than four decades far from home, the remains of an Indigenous ancestor have been returned to the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
On the Connecticut College campus in 1981, human remains were unearthed during the construction of an athletic field. Archaeologists determined the remains were most likely Indigenous and determined the original burial between 1550 and 1690. The remains were transferred to the University of Rhode Island by a biological anthropologist specializing in the study of human bones. But in the early 90s, researchers left the university with little documentation. The remains were stored in a box labeled CC7.
You know, when they did inventories in 1993, it was not on there because there was just no information. You know, nobody knew what that CC7 meant, the people that were left, my predecessors.
That's Christine Bovey, the chair of sociology and anthropology at the university. Bovey says the university wanted to sort through its repository, but it struggled to process decades worth of inventory. There was missing paperwork, and the anthropologist who initially brought the remains had since died.
We, you know, as an institution, want all our human remains to go back. This is just basically we're cleaning up what, you know, my predecessors, what our anthropologists did in the 20th century. We're trying to make things right.
In 1990, Congress passed the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA. Institutions can return Native American remains or related funeral objects in a process known as repatriation. But cases must first be registered in the national database. Bovey took over as chair of the department in 2019 and made repatriation a priority. She quickly realized the work would require a dedicated NAGPRA coordinator. So the university agreed to hire Fiona Jones, who previously worked in Connecticut.
So she saw the CC7, and because she had encountered that before, was able to figure out that CC probably meant Connecticut College, which just, you know, had never occurred to me or anyone else here.
Jones contacted an archaeologist at Connecticut College to compare notes. They were able to confirm what she suspected. The Mashantucket Pequot were contacted that their potential ancestor had been located, and the process of repatriation began. Michael Johnson is the historic preservation officer for the tribe. He says the process can have an emotional toll on the Indigenous communities because of the connection with their ancestors.
We were working towards getting our ancestors, you know, returned to us so that they could be laid to rest, what we would hope to be permanently and at peace. I think anybody would want that for their own family members.
Johnson says the NAGPRA law has forced institutions to look into their internal processes. He sees more of an effort to better communicate with the tribes in their area. Johnson says the length of time for different NAGPRA cases is not just specific to Mashantucket, but for tribes in general across the country.
We always appreciate and celebrate those instances where we can bring an ancestor home and care for them as they should be.
In November 2023, the ancestor was returned to tribal land and reburied in a private tribal ceremony. In May, Connecticut College held its first summit with Connecticut tribes about how to better preserve indigenous culture and heritage. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And this election year, your vote matters, and so do your questions. What do you need to know to make an informed decision at the polls this year? We're listening to what you want from your election news, so let us know at WSHU.org under the Elections tab and help shape our reporting. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day. I will speak to you tomorrow.